We remember and we lived it by the way he had made up. Today we remember of all things that he had done. He died about 2 years ago. So he was one of our great men in the past year. For many years we was very hard of things, tried to straighten out for the Navajo people. It took many years to go this far with our education. It took about 100 years, I'll say, when our people came back from Fort Summers in 1868. This was the time it started for our schooling. It took about 100 years to where we are today. So we are very glad about our people are running their own reservation. And we have our own chairman, which we call the big chief, the big leader. Every 4 years, they take turns. I don't know who they will elect this year. Sometime we make a good election with a good man that can take the lead. But all through the past year of our election, we had some good men that gave us more better ideals, ways of living. And this lately, chairman that we had, Mr. Manakai, most of the people thinks that he is not the right one. So he has two turns already, but I don't know. It looks like this year most of his people are against him. By the way, they talk about him. So I'll be looking forward, whatever it would be. People of today are living more better than they were about 5 up to 10 years ago, because we have more better education with our children. And now they are taking the lead of all things that comes up. What we don't know, they always tell us. They always find out ahead of us, and they tell us what is right and what is wrong. That's the way we are living today. And there are more things that we can tell about with our tribe, how they are living. Like during the time of the census number, that was a good thing that Mr. Coleman had brought up. He says, we shall have a census number that we would be known who we are and where we're from. He set this up. We have numbers, what we call census numbers. Every Indian in the reservation that is born tonight, it should have a census number. When they decease, the census number is sent back to Window Rock. That's the way we all working together. That is what I say that we had once a great leader that had done all this thing for us. He went through high school. He went to higher education. He found all these out, I think, during the time when he went in school. It was a good thing that his people elect him as a councilman. He would be in the seat of a chairman, but he didn't want to himself. He wanted to be a councilman because the councilman was the one that should make ideas. I think this is the reason why he didn't want to be a chairman. They wanted him to run for a chairman, but he pleased the people not to put him in the chairman because he says that he has a different idea, more better than a chairman seat. So this is what he done for his people. Today, mostly all Navajo people have houses. They are still building here and there all over the reservation. Everywhere a man can go, he finds a pretty house, a good house, a house that has running water. But they live separately now. They don't live in the village like these other Pablos does. Most of these Pablo Indians, they live in the village, what they call village, like the old time. Like the old Pablo Bonito ruins. So you can understand there that these Pablos were the ones that lived it in Pablo Bonito 1,000 years ago. There was a few Navajo people was in a bunch too, but not very many. All this time, the Navajo has different ideas for its people. Every year, every 4 years, we have to elect our new councilman. And the new chairman. This is the way we go about our people. So I don't see why that the Navajo people should hate their religions. There are about three different parties in our tribe today. One is a church member, and the other one is what they call a peyote eater, and the other one is the old timer, the old Navajo way. So there are three different parties in our reservation among our people. The one that believes in the church, he hates the old time people. The one that are believeth in with the peyote party, he hates them. That's the way they hate each other today. So that's why I say there are three different parties in the Navajo Reservation. They all three are the same amount of people. Out of 100,000 Navajo people that are religious in three different groups, they are just about even on each three sides. So, but they are working together at the same time. There are some believers in church that are councilmen. There are some of the believers in peyote. There are councilmen. There are some that are believer in their old way, in the councilmen. But in the councilman seat, they all work together. That's the way the chairman set that up. If they try to talk against each other about different things, there is where the trouble is, that they have a different kinds of religions, different kinds of saying that they have. So this is the way.